Oh, Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time of gathering, God. You're an awesome God in our lives, and we serve, we bow down, we humble before you. We thank you for the power that you've given us. And with this power, we can decree and declare things, for our word is law. We decree and we declare our minds are receptive to the word of God, and you are that word, Father God, in our lives. We decree and declare that temptation has no power over us, Father. We decree and declare our life is a walking book of revelations and manifestations. We decree and declare that every word that we say is law because you've given us this power. We decree and declare that we are whole and complete. We walk in healing. We walk in love, for we are yours, Father God, for you are ours. We decree and we declare that we are the light and the salt of the world, and we add flavor. We decree and we declare that we are givers and not takers, the lender and not borrowers. We decree and we declare that our gifts make room for us and bring us great men before us. We decree and we declare that we are vessels, powerful, strong, and full of love. Here, Father God, at your command, Father God, that we walk right in your sight, Father God, and we are used mightily, mightily of you. We decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. We decree and we declare that we have sight beyond sight, and we see things so that we can transform things, Father God, for we are alchemists, Father God, and you give us this power. We thank you for all this love and all this grace and all this power, Father God. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language, Father.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Hallelujah. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for lifting up our heads. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together again in prayer this morning. Thank you, God, for this new day that you have made. We thank you for our lives, our health, our strength, for your mercy and your goodness and your love, your graciousness, God. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you, God, for peace which surpasses all understanding that's ruling our hearts and minds right now, God. Thank you for being in the midst of us, God. Thank you for supplying our every need. Thank you for making our purpose known unto the world on this day, God. Thank you, God, for bringing us together in unity and strength and joining our voices together, lifting up our voices to you in prayer. Thank you for hearing our prayers, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line listening in, God. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, strengthen them, give them peace, give them their heart's desires as they serve you, Lord. Thank you for unity and strength, God. Thank you for the master prophet and the company of prophets, for prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan. Thank you for their vision, God. And thank you for supplying every need, God. Thank you for those who are around the master prophet who help to lift his hands up. Thank you for his family, his sons, God, and his daughters. Thank you for the prophets, God. Thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, God. Thank you, God, for all that you do for us, God. We just thank you, Lord. And I just want to ask, Lord, that you would remember each and every person on the prayer list, God, those who are sick and shut in, those who are ill, those who are suffering some kind of need, God, those who might be addicted, God, to drugs or whatever, God. God, look upon them and help them, Lord. Just touch them with your mighty hand, God. Turn the hearts of those who would go away from you. Bring them to repentance, God, and bring them to the point of salvation, Lord. And we thank you for our salvation, God. Yes, I'm speaking for everyone, God. We thank you for our salvation, Lord. And I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my strength. I thank you for all the provisions that you've given me, Lord. I thank you for your peace and your mercy and your grace, God. Thank you for the revival that's going on in New York, God, and bless the prophet Samson Amotang, as he pours out his heart and soul, God. And thank you, God, for the upcoming conference, the upcoming training of Mystery School that's coming up, God. And, yes, I would desire to be there, Lord, if it's your will, I will be there. And I thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name I'm praying, amen.
Amen, amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within the walls, and prosperity be within the palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. And Father, we thank you right now, God, because Father, we thank you for your presence. As we come into your presence and as we come into your courts, God, we thank you, God, and we give you the glory and the honor and praise, God. Father God, we welcome the Holy Spirit, God, and we thank you, Father God, for renewal this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for transformation, and we thank you, Father God, for the gathering of prophets and the gathering of your people. We speak peace to their lives, God. We speak, Father God, endurance. We speak, Father God, patience, God. We speak love this evening, Father God. And we speak unity amongst the brethren, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we are a company of prophets. We are the body of Christ. We thank you for the greater works, God, and the exploits that we shall continue to do in your name, God. We thank you that the kingdom of God shall come on earth as it is in heaven, God, and that we are the builders, Father. We thank you that you're strengthening your people, God, and you're giving them a new mindset, God. You're enduing them with power, God, and you're giving them, Father God, new mercies, God. You're strengthening their bodies, Father God, because you want us, Father God, to begin to proclaim, Father God, that Jesus is Lord. We thank you for the marketplace. We thank you for cities, new territories, God. We thank you for new instructions, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you teach our hands to war, because we thank you for the warring spirit, God. We thank you, Father God, for the angelical host that surrounds us, Father God. We thank you for the protective covering and the hedge of protection that is around us, God. Now, Father God, as we pray, God, we thank you that you hear our prayers, because the effective prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, God. As we pray before you, Father God, we pray that the heavens will open and you will begin to move, God. Stir up the gifts that work it within us, God. Cause your people, Father God, to be excited. Cause your people, Father God, to charge the atmosphere. Cause your people, Father God, to charge with even a word, a clear word of clarity, God, that produces the evidence that Jesus is Lord, God. We thank you for your power, God, and we thank you for strength, God. Now, we thank you, Father God, that you protect and cover us according to Psalms 91, God. We thank you that you hide us from the snare of the fowler, God, and from the noisy pestilent. And we thank you, Father God, that you cover us with your blood. We thank you, Father God, that you give us, Father God, a new day, God, of glory, God, and that you give us a fresh anointing and a fresh oil, God. We pray for every person on the line. We pray for every family, God. We pray, Father God, for our children, Father God. We pray that you cover the children, Father God, and that they will know their purpose and their destiny in life, God. We pray, Father God, that they will become entrepreneurs, God. We pray, Father God, that they will become inventors, scientists, Father God, and that they will be priests in the house of the Lord, God. We thank you for favor this evening, God, and we thank you that your word will never return unto your void, God, and we thank you that your word is working, Father God, in the scenes, God, behind the scenes, God. We thank you, Father God, that your word is forever, God, and it's absolute, God. We thank you, Father God, for the covering, God, and the protecting. And we thank you, Father God, for the new joy, God, that your people will experience, God. We thank you for the new doors, God, and we thank you, Father God, for the momentum, Father God, has changed and shifted, God. We are now, Father God, gathering ourselves, Father God, and we are ready, Father God. We are more than conquerors, God. You said the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent get violent and take it by force. We thank you, Father God. And Father God, we thank you that we are overcomers. And this evening, we give you the praise and the glory for the new assignment. And we thank you, Father God, that you're charging the destiny and our atmosphere, God, to go forward and to move in the things of God. In your mighty name, God, we praise and we thank you. Amen.
Where no counsel is, the food, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Again, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 11 and 14, Father God, lets us know, Father God, that when we're in the midst of the counselors, Father God, that there is safety. And today we thank you for the men and the women that you placed in our life that can teach us and guide us, Father God, that on this journey they bring forth and awaken knowledge in us, Father God, that we can bless others with this, Father God, and this is through your word. We bless our elders this day, Father God, all the seniors, Father God, the mothers and the elder brother and father that teach us and that show us a way, Father God. Strengthen them in this hour. Father God, we thank you for open doors, Father God, doors that man can open, but when they open, Father God, we know that it was no one but you. We thank you for unity in the ministry, the coming together of the saints all over the world, praying one for another, Father God. For where there are two or three gathered and there's multitudes, then you are in the midst, Father God. And we thank you for working things out for our safety, our glory, Father God. We thank you for peace and a calmness, Father God, from the time we go to sleep and to the time we even wake up and through the day. We thank you for every situation in our life that needs restoration, Father God. We're believing in you for restoration and replenishing. Father God, we cancel out with this power also any perverted spirits that try to overtake children in this day or senior abuse. We cancel these things out. Lack, we cancel these things out in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold up today our archbishop and our pastor, our leaders, for you say to always pray for our leaders, Father God, and we thank you and bless them. We thank you for the angels that are encamped around us, Father God. We thank you, God, because you are blessing us with new days and new ideas and new life, Father God. We thank you for your healing angels around us, Father God. For if we can see it and be it, Father God, then healing is our portion. Father God, we cancel out abusive relationships and we touch and agree and see relationships whole and complete. Now, everybody assembled on this line, Father God, you know their names, the people on the list, the people on the line, Father God. We're asking you just, Father God, to just see clarity for them. Help them to see clear, help their faith to be built in this hour, and we just bless them, Father God. Just calm them, give them peace, Father God, and remind us, Father God, who you are. You are God. You are God, God alone in our life, moving, Father God, because you love us. You are our God, and there's no other God before you. We thank you for our grace and our life, Father God. We thank you for our assignment. Anything unlike you in our spirits, Father God, we cancel that out, Father God, and we just empty ourselves out so that you can fill us up. We love you, God, and always give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for our thoughts to continue to be in prayer, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for being the fountain of light and love, O God. O God, we thank you, dear Lord, for letting the prophets once again gathered together in unity, touching and agreeing, oh God. Oh God, at prophecy, oh God. We thank you for the strength and power and infinite love that will be there, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the worship that's going to be taking place there, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the travel and mercies, for the prophets to come there and also return back home, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us an open mind to see ourselves as you see us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for good health, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for wealth, oh God. We thank you, God, for this privilege of prayer. We thank you, God, for restoration, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us a heart to love you, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that nothing's hidden from us. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for giving us the eyes to see, the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, dear Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your grace and your loving kindness and your tender mercies, dear Lord. Oh, God. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation, oh, God. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for divine relationships, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh, God. We thank you, God, for clarity in all our situations, dear Lord, oh, God. We thank you, God, for teaching us to fear you, because that's where wisdom starts, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your goodness, dear Lord, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for giving us an opening mind, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies for everybody, and thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for lightening the burdens of all who are oppressed, dear Lord, oh, God. We thank you, God, that we hold our liberty in high esteem, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we live, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for keeping us free from jealousy and race and class, oh, God. Thank you, God, for our president of the country, dear Lord, and thank you, God, for giving him wisdom and knowledge, oh, God. And thank you, God, for being with all those in power, God. And may all the horrors of wars pass, oh, God, forever on this earth, and peace reign in it, oh, God. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, for keeping your marriage, oh God, strong, holy, and deathless, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we are prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. And we thank you, God, for all the leaders all over the world, oh God. We thank you for them, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, dear Lord, for giving us peace that passes understanding. We thank you, God, for renewing favor, oh God, each and every day. We thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that truly you are our strong tower, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be more compassionate, oh God, in our lives, dear Lord.
Prophetess Joyce, is everyone still on the line?
Yes, it is.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene, you want to start?
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and be attentive to no understanding. Hold fast to instruction. Let her not go. Keep her. She is thy life. And thou sayest, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despise reproof. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly shall he go astray. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice. Ashikapo resheta, and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Great is your peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Cause us, O God, to adhere to instruction. For pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And we ask you, Lord God, to turn the searchlight on and to show us our way. Father God, uncover everything that's not like you, that we may come into right divine alignment. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. See if there be any wicked way in us, God. For no sin shall glory in your sight. Father God, purify our hearts and our minds. Remove pride and ego. And cause us to submit to your authority, to your delegated authority, Father God. Let no man seek self-grandizement and glory on your stage, Father God. But cause us, Lord God, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Father God, we come in agreement that your word is law. We come into agreement that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We agree, Father God, that your power is present to heal, set free, and deliver. And we agree, Lord God, for your people to be healed, restored, and set free. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, Eshakalabosa, to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Lord God, we pull down every high thing of every doctor's prognosis. We pull down the high thing of legal cases, evictions, bankruptcies. We decree and declare that every stronghold of lack is pulled down. Every cancer is pulled down. Asthma and heart conditions are pulled down. Divorce, strife, debate, Yosha, division in the family is pulled down. Father God, we release your anointing for peace. We release your anointing for healing. We release your anointing for restoration and repair. We say these bones live. We say these relationships are restored. We say these families are mended. We say these abducted children, these missing children are brought home safely. We say, Lord God, Abakareshata, that every criminal activity by law enforcement against your people is exposed, God, that justice shall be released in the land, God, because you are just. And we thank you, God, for victory. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for healing. We thank you because for you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. God, thank you for the turning. Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Father God, thank you for the turning of your people. Thank you for turning our hearts and our minds towards you, Father God. Thank you for turning, Amasheta, every child back to their parents. Thank you for turning every husband's heart back to their wives, every wife's heart back to her husband. Thank you, Father God, for turning the shepherd's heart to the sheep and the sheep to the shepherd. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the turning. In the name of Jesus, victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah, Lord God, as your power is flowing even now. Your power is present to heal. We thank you for restoration and repair. Father God, we lift up our archbishop and our pastor. And we decree and declare divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, for fresh oil that's pouring even now, refreshing and rejuvenating and strengthening. We thank you, God, for the mighty move of the revival. We thank you, God, for the power that's present in the revival and the mighty word that's going forth to bring deliverance to your people, to bring hope to your people, to bring grace and provision and direction to your people. And we bless you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank God for Jesus and his atoning blood that cleanses us from all of our sins. Amen and amen. Prophetess Joyce, are you back with us?
Yes. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay. Can you do the announcements, please?
Yeah. 9 a.m. Amen. Thank you so much. 9 a.m. Eastern Time conference call. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio. Amen. Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And 8 p.m., the conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan in the company of prophets Monday through Friday. And don't forget to join us. Amen. Pastor Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry, every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Amen. Dial in 1-515-604-9266. And check your emails. Amen. Master Prophet sends an email. He sends to everyone a seed to sow, the best seed for today. Amen. You don't want to miss that. And we also, right now, we are still is going on the Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival. Amen. It's going on till the 31st, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, 12 o'clock. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And also you can text to give. Amen and amen. Please don't forget Pastor Deborah Jordan birthday seed. Amen. 58. Amen. You can double it. You can triple it or 158, 1,058. Amen. To text to give. The number is 646-762-0433. 762-0433. Amen. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Joyce. Amen. Please govern yourselves accordingly to the announcements. Amen. And thank each of you for being on the call. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and stand. Amen. Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan thanks you and honors each of you, amen, as you continue to help us to stand on the wall and be a yes on behalf of the people of God, amen, standing for your miracle, standing for your answer, standing for your breakthrough, amen, standing for your healing. And we thank you in company of prophets. Once again, I want to thank you for your continued support and faithfulness. Amen. We couldn't do it without you. And Pastor and Archbishop Jordan loves and appreciates each of you. Thank you. God bless and have a wonderful day. Peace.